Good morning, Representative Fiorillo. How are you today?
Thank you. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
And everyone listening.
All right. We'll start off with the impending suspension of about 600, I guess, or so workers not in compliance with the governor's mandate on vaccinations or weekly testing.
Yeah, so legislatively, this is related to the extension of the governor's powers about 2 weeks ago. And, we're still under these states of two emergencies. And this is what gives our governor the power to mandate these vaccines for state workers. The state is our largest employer, and this is going to impact anybody who works at government agencies or as a regular contractor, anybody who works at state hospitals, and our K through 12 schools. And it looks like there has been a lot of compliance, but there's still about 2% of state workers who will not be fully vaccinated and are not content to have weekly tests done on them. And the next step there is for them to lose their jobs. These are real implications of the executive order from the governor. So that's one thing to see, the impact on jobs. We did say that people are going to lose their jobs. I was part of a public hearing for folks who would be impacted by this executive order. And I want to say there are many different reasons why people, this 2% are out there. We met a lady who is a state worker who is trying to get pregnant, for example, and she feels very uncomfortable being vaccinated. There are school bus drivers who have had COVID, and they're saying they have, natural immunity. So I think that there should be a lot more understanding and reasoning in our society to give room for this 2% to, not be forced in this way. Those are my thoughts on this kind of mandates across society. Another thing I wanted to bring up is we have municipal elections coming up. I serve on the Education Committee, and I urge folks to really look closely at our Board of Ed candidates and to get involved in those elections. I want to share with the Greenwich community that I also represent parts of Stamford. And in Stamford, within the last 18 months, they have seen in their school system the removal of AP programs. Six AP classes are no longer available. They did cancel midterms and final exams this year, and parents are not sure if the exams will come back. And one of the high schools in Stamford is going through a pilot program for equitable grading, which is they're going to start to understand what it is. Many parents aren't sure what equitable grading is, but there are changes that are being made through the administration. These are different ideas on education, and I urge parents to try to, get involved and understand and make your voice be heard. And other than that, there's also the issue of juvenile crime. That's also on the front page of the paper today on the Greenwich Times, with the governor joining in on a multi-state effort going after guns. But that's also related to the high level of juvenile crime that we're seeing in our cities and high levels of stolen cars. Many cars are coming from our area, and in the Waterbury Police says it's been a record that this past month they have 109 stolen cars, and 71 of them are outside of the Waterbury area. I also sit on Judiciary. Please come to my website, Rep. Fiorillo, and please comment, send me your thoughts on any of these issues. I really welcome hearing from all constituents and even non-constituents, just people in our community.
All right, so the juvenile crime. It's a real problem, I guess, around the state, stealing cars, not just here in Greenwich, right? It's around the state.
It is around the state, if you talk to a police officer, it feels like it's getting out of hand. We have changed a lot. We've had reforms in the justice system. We used to have five juvenile detention centers. We now have two left in Hartford and Bridgeport. A lot of these strategies have gone towards programming that addresses mental health, trying to encourage, I guess they're called diversionary programs. And there needs to be a look to see if that's working. There needs to be a better look at, you know, one of the proposals Republicans have made is to understand more the home situation for a lot of these juveniles and get the social workers more involved to not respond to the crimes, but to investigate more what's happening in the family homes of these young people, because they're young, sometimes as young as 14, and they're stealing cars. If you look in the Stanford police, they just reported last night that there's an armed robbery by a 15-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl. This happened last night at 2:30 a.m. So it is a serious issue, public safety, you know, not just COVID, but physical public safety in terms of juvenile crime and crime is something that is the government's proper role to ensure people's safety.
All right. That's State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich with her monthly legislative update. Good to talk to you, Representative Fiorello, and we'll talk again in November. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.